welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. Excuse us if we sound a little different today. We've rearranged the studio, and I had to figure out where to put microphones, and I have stuff falling on the desk. I'm a little discombobulated.
Yeah, so we still have the lighting, so you'll be happy to know that we could see anything in here. But yeah, we have a little different arrangement. It feels kind of nice, so I kind of like it.
I do too. It's been very useful. It's much more functional for me with writing, so I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
I think first we have to start off with some acknowledgments. We had a couple of really, really super nice reviews.
Yes.
On our...
Unsolicited
reviews. I mean, we could ask for reviews.
Yeah, but, yeah, you know, but we don't want to beg or anything.
Right. So on our social media, we've had some just lovely reviews of our business overall. So to Barbara and Rachel, thank you so much for those kind words.
It really helped us. Sure did. And I think maybe they should have a little cowbell.
Cowbell it is. All right, then. So what else do we have to discuss today?
So today, I just saw we had Rooney that just came through. Rooney's one of the cats that usually doesn't come up in, into the studio. So that's kind of cool.
It is cool.
Rooney. And just as we were talking about what we were going to say today, we had some really interesting stuff that we were recording. We didn't realize it. So I'm thankful that we have edit.
Me too.
So yeah, you would have gotten a really crazy podcast.
It would have made no sense.
So anyway, there's that. So today we're going to talk about, we're going to kind of switch roles here a little bit. And we're going to talk about Julia's latest book, The Long Road to Market. So I think it came out in October.
You know what? Actually, September.
September of this year. Yeah, right at the end of September.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about what it's about.
Okay. The Long Road to Market is about our experience here at Five Feline Farm in becoming vendors at the farmers market. And it was really much more than that for us. It was an experience and a connection and building a community from a place in our lives where we really felt isolated and did not have that community around us, and moving into a community that has really grown into some lovely friendships. And I wanted to capture that in a book about what that meant to us.
So what made you want to write this book right now?
I love to write. So that is my way of expressing myself, my way of understanding what it is that I think. And to put that into words and then to share that with the wider community, not just this market, but beyond that, because I think all of us have a deep longing to belong and to be part of something that's larger than ourselves. And this just seemed the right time. We had really come to a point in our connection with this market and with this community, our tribe, if you will, that it all came together and it all just made sense to me. And I could look back and see where we'd been and then see where we were and how we had grown in this way and in this community.
And one of the things I think that we often get caught up in is, you know, well, what have we done? You know, are we really doing something that is meaningful and worthwhile, and because it takes a lot of time, we don't make a lot of money. Why are we doing this? And when we reflect back on that, we realize we have come a long way.
We have. And what it has been is really developing those relationships. Now that we have the on-site store during the winter, we're finding that those people we connected with at the market are now coming here and just spending time.
Yeah, people come out here
and
to talk.
We just have the greatest time catching up with them. What happened after the market in town ended, what happened in the last 2 weeks since we saw them last. And those connections have just become extremely important to us. And when I was writing about that and thinking about those relationships, one of the things that built that was our ability to share the things that happen here on the farm. So when you read in the book, there are stories about the little things that are kind of behind the scenes that go into bringing our products to market. And, you know, things like snakes and...
Not your favorite.
Not my favorite.
No.
No.
I kind of like them.
That's just wrong on many, many levels. So...
We'll never have a pet snake. I see their value in nature and... You just got to learn to live with them. We live in the country.
I know. And I have this illusion that we do not allow snakes on our property. Uh-huh. That there is an invisible wall, at least when I'm present, there is an invisible wall that keeps all snakes at least out of sight.
And we do have some really good snake stories we may have to talk about on another podcast.
Oh, mercy. There are some wonderful, one of which I did include in the book.
Yes,
so
you
if
did.
You want to know more about that one, you'll have to get the book to see it.
Yeah.
To read it.
So what is your favorite part of the book?
My favorite part about the whole concept and the book overall is really thinking about the market and being at the market and how much we just belong there and those relationships with the vendors. And I don't know how well I captured that in the book. Maybe that's another book. But just that's what I think about when I think about the long road to market. And that end point with the belonging.
And an example of that relationship, I think that we can take back to the Merck was open yesterday. And we had one of our fellow vendor couples that came out to the Merck. So we got to catch up with Lauren and Brendan.
Yes.
And from Hazelland Farm. So that was fabulous. So we talked to them and, you know, so I think we'll be maybe doing some future events maybe with them. So that was so, but we didn't know them before.
Right.
And we just really value their friendship. We value the products that they bring to market. We value how they care about their products.
Yes, they have a true passion for
they
their
do.
Product too. And being able to have those connections and see them and have that relationship through the winter months is really important.
It is, yeah.
And we also have Whitaker Beef who comes
right.
to the Merck for local meat orders. And we get a chance to stand and talk with them in between.
Yeah, Jim, we've really got to know him and understand more about his passion for the products that they provide. And it's just really cool. So if you're not part of a farmer's market, you're missing out.
You absolutely are. And even just as a customer and consumer, you should go to a farmer's market on a regular basis and talk to the vendors. Talk to them about their product. Talk to them about what they bring to the market, why they come to the market, and you will build some lovely relationships, whether it's here at the 18th Street Farmers Market, we would love to see you, But anywhere you are listening to this, find a farmer's market and spend some time there. Make that a social event. Make it a connection for you.
And the people that are feeding you, it is, to me, it's just so cool to be able to go talk face to face with those people that are selling vegetables or scones or balms or mushrooms, whatever they're selling.
Yes. And it becomes more than just feeding your body. It becomes a time to feed your soul. And that's what these relationships do for me and what I hope to have conveyed in the book.
So who would this book be for? Who would like to read this book?
This book would be entertaining and valuable, I think, for anyone who is looking to build a connection. Anyone who is interested in finding their place in the world and how that works for them.
So where can you find this book?
It's available in our online store, both in print and digital download versions. That is fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. We have copies, print copies available at the Merc when it's open on the 2nd and 4th Saturdays throughout the winter. And it is on Amazon as well.
And if you stop by the Merc, you can get a signature from Julia, the rising star.
Oh, no. I don't know about other people. I love having an author signed copy of a book.
Yeah, it's just something personal, yes, and nice. And, you know, it's cool to know someone that actually wrote a book that was published. That's just cool.
I think it's fun. I have a special spot on my bookshelf where I have lined up books that are signed by the author. And for me, I like that.
And for $5 extra, I will sign it for you.
Okay, seriously?
So there you have it. It's about the long road to market today.
So we appreciate your support. We appreciate your friendship. And go out and take a look at the book.
Yeah. And if you're wanting to start a small business, I think it would be helpful to people just kind of seeing you can struggle in the beginning. And
absolutely.
Can still struggle. But you can also do it.
Yes, you can.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.